Yeah, it happened. I watched it. It's confirmed. I played with Kyrie. Listen, man, he's a great guy. He put his money where his mouth is when it comes to philanthropy. But I think Kyrie is just where reality hits and expectations hit. He's really missing the mark. When you're a public figure of his magnitude and you have a chance and you're one of the biggest names in sports, not just the NBA, and you make a comment, people are going to react, people are going to overblow it, it's going to be the headline of any situation, and especially when you're connected, you're the right-hand man of LeBron James, you go on to do your own thing, you're going to be a headliner, and those headlines aren't always nice, and especially when people don't agree with you. So I don't want to say that anybody deserves that energy or that Kyrie's a bad guy, but you are going to hear things. When you're wrong or your scene is wrong, people are going to place their opinions. And I know from being in the spotlight, maybe not as a player, but I would say, you know, in my media career, I've heard a lot of a share of criticism, and it can make you go a little crazy when you're hearing people attack you and you're seeing all these things said. It can be very frustrating, but he's got to do a better job over the people around him, just equipping him on how to deal with the media, because it seems like it's really, really going poorly over there with Kyrie.
What did you say that got you a lot of guff? And were they right to bust your chops or not?
For me, just, man, in the media doing First Take, which is a debate show.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, when you go on a debate show, you know, you're going to take one side of the argument or the other. There's no in-between. There's no vanilla. There's no vanilla takes. You're hot or you're cold. What, you know, one of the two. And people feel like they just want to debate and talk and go at it with you. And, you know, I don't mind a healthy, hearty debate. That's part of the show. And I think my frustrations were when some people say, oh, you stupid idiot. But it's like, okay, say something. Because I'm 7 feet, and if we stood next to each other, you wouldn't be making those comments. Or a lot of people, they just read the clickbait, and they don't actually hear or see the things that you've gone and said. So I think from my side, that was frustrating. But I get it. It's a debate show. You're on a big platform. That's part of it.
You know, Ryan, I'm glad you brought up the fact that, you know, you had played with Kyrie. I forgot about that. And I think the negative perception of Kyrie as the person clouds how good he really is as a basketball player. And you talk to some people, and I think there's this perception that he's not that good. And, you know, I've actually talked to some people who I think consider him a bust. Like, he's an incredible basketball player. And yeah. What do you make of him, not only as a player, but his fit with Kevin Durant? Because the more I think about this, the more I think that their offense is going to be the best offense in the NBA and one of the best that we've seen.
Well, the only questions that they have or you're going to have with KD and Kyrie are chemistry. Yeah. Are they going to do things the right way? We saw this year. We didn't learn anything from the bubble. Chemistry was king. LeBron James knew from day one that he took the Lakers out to Las Vegas. They had a short mini camp. They have a tight text thread. Those guys stay together, and I've spoken with several members of the Lakers basketball team, and they love what LeBron does, and he is very inclusive and takes care of all those guys on the team, whether it be Anthony Davis or a guy like Quinn Cook, you know, who may not be seeing as many minutes. He feels just as valuable on the roster. You look over to look at the Clippers side of things, and you look at the way that Kawhi handled things. Kawhi was in a leadership situation, but Kawhi just did what Kawhi always does. And that team fell apart from the seams. It had nothing to do with talent. Guys, we can all agree for the whole year that was the most talented roster in the NBA. Paul George, who was fourth in MVP voting the year prior. Kawhi Leonard, who was an NBA champion. And then you had an overachieving Clippers team that had everything going for themselves and arguably the 2 6-men of the year on the same roster. That team was supposed to win the championship. When we come full circle to the Nets and you asking me, if Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant are shoo-in to win a championship, or how they're going to do, are they going to be talented? My God, yes. But are they going to win a championship? I have my share of doubts, because it's a talented crew, but how close are they? And you see they're already hitting the media for the wrong reasons, and I don't think that's going to work out.